Hello, this is Fun Facts Friday again, and we're still in the Family Life Center, or the gym, with Jimmy Easterby, and we were going to ask him about basketball, and since I know nothing about basketball, you're going to have to ask this question.
Okay, so we have 26 churches who participate, and the games are on Saturdays, all the games?
No, we have a lot during the week at night.
Okay.
With a lot of the older kids play mostly.
All right, so what age groups are we talking about?
Second grade through high school.
And everybody has a coach?
Everybody has a coach. We prefer to have two coaches for each team.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of volunteers.
Well, that's the miracle of the whole process, really. Thank the Lord for that. He's brought all these people. Because you've got to have that, you know, two coaches, because when you're coaching, it's just a lot to it, first of all. And then one person may not be able to be there at times. So you've got to have at least two. It works real well that way.
It's fabulous. And have you had anybody go on to play college ball? Never mind.
We're working on that.
So, what else takes place in here? Aerobics?
Yeah, aerobics. And then one of my favorite activities that we have in here, both in the spring and the fall, is the special needs.
Right.
Families and kids come in here. And if you ask the people that come and help with that, we have lots of volunteers for that, too. And so we can give them a lot of individual attention.
So what are we talking about? What are they doing?
They come in, we do soccer. They do a lot of the things that, you know, most people do.
Okay.
Soccer, beanbag toss.
Nice.
Beach ball, parachute. We got a bunch of stuff in the closet there that I just pull out, and we use it all. And it's just wonderful to see them, the effort, the attitude. It's just beautiful.
That's wonderful.
And off-campus golf tournaments?
Well, I have a couple more things on campus.
Oh, yeah.
If you wouldn't hurry, maybe you could finish.
Well, I mean, Friday night, Joseph Yee does a great job. He comes in here and orchestrates all the college kids. They come in.
Orchestrates?
Well, organize.
Organize, okay.
Yeah, that's a better word. So, you know, there's a lot of them that participate. The interns come. And they participate, and
we're talking about basketball again.
Basketball,
yeah.
And that's 5 to 8, so it's a long period of time every Friday night.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So this building is being used constantly throughout the week, morning, noon, and night.
So what do you need here, if anything? For what? What would he do with it?
Well, you never can get too many volunteers.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, we got two.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of calling and sharing and all that to get that to the point where you need it to be. But it's always worked. But you never get enough volunteers.
So you really need volunteers, but as far as the physical plant's concerned, you're good.
Yes. I mean, I love the size of this gym. And here's one thing that's great about with the 26 churches and all that. It's so beautiful to watch this on a Saturday morning, say, for example, because we got 700 people sitting over here. 700 people sitting in the stands. And then we get, the Lord has provided, you know, we got a time in the beginning where we share the gospel. And everybody, I think it's lots because everybody just loves being there because they want to be there, watch their child play and that. And so to watch all these people just really listening to what you're saying about the gospel, it's just a tremendous.
So let's talk about the walkers again. What time do they come?
Well, it's from 9 to 10:30 as far as the block of time where they can walk.
Okay.
So they're welcome to come in just a little bit before that, warm up or whatever, and then they just take off walking around the cones.
Okay.
We've got spread out. See someone.
And one of them told me this morning that they had walked over 5 miles, and that means 80 times round.
Right.
80 times. That's crazy.
It doesn't seem that long. Here's the beauty of it, is they're walking with somebody. They're talking about a little bit of everything under the sun. And so when you're doing that, you don't even realize how many times you're going around.
Well, Jimmy, you've got people in our church who go to malls to walk.
They need to come here.
So they could come here.
They need to come here. It's free, too.
F-R-E-E.
And it's cool in here, too. In the summer.
It is cool in here. Up. Yeah. And so 16 times around the cones is 1 mile.
1 mile.
We can do this. We can.
Well, rumor has it you're walking as good as anybody.
Yeah, this is not about me. So one quick question, because I think we need to bring this to a close. If you could dream, what would you like to see in terms of sports ministry at First Pres?
Well, the obvious one would be a soccer field or a multi-purpose facility, because we could do a lot of different things on it. But I could just vision all these soccer teams coming out there and being able to, in a large field like that, get everybody together like we do here with the bleachers. We just bring everybody together and we could be able to share the gospel.
We're looking for a field, folks. That's what we're looking for. Jimmy, thank you. And Betsy, thank you. We're shaking hands again.
Yeah. No mask.
No mask. We're done. We're done. See you next week. Thank you.